Carl Thomas, reporting for EG. I'm here with Barry Jessup, Managing Director of First Base, and we are here at the EG London Development Summit. Barry, we've just had a panel about modular housing and the future of housing, and one of the things you mentioned there is that the value and importance of housing is misunderstood. What exactly did you mean by that?
It's perhaps not so much misunderstood as needing to be put into context. No, housing isn't required for housing's sake. Housing doesn't generate growth. Housing doesn't on its own create wealth. But what housing does do is support the crucial wealth creators, employment and culture. And one of the debates we had on stage was the importance of culture and the fact that, if we don't provide the residential accommodation for some of the cultural performers, the theatre, the actors, the theatre behind the scene people that work in those sorts of environments, we end up with a much lower quality environment. London becomes less than it currently is, and ultimately that has an impact on our economic growth. So it's really to understand that housing is there to support wider growth and regeneration rather than being regeneration and growth.
And modular construction is a solution to that, right?
Well, a faster delivery is crucial in what we do, and it has to be the way forward. It's taken a long time for the industry really to bring itself into the 21st century. We're definitely not there now. Modular housing is a no-brainer. If you look at the other industries and the way that they've all been revolutionized post-digital age, or even frankly post-industrial age, they've all made much more significant strides than the housing construction approach has made. There's no doubt that modular housing can improve quality, improve speed, and improve deliverability. And if we can do all of those things, then we've got some sort of chance of delivering the amount of housing that London and other cities need to maintain their growth trajectories.
But is there enough motivation in the industry to actually make the changes that are needed?
You probably heard me on stage, a comment that I think our industry is very protectionist, and I'm afraid it is. And I think there's very little motivation from within the industry to make this work. There are notable exceptions. LMG are trying to make a major play in terms of off-site manufacturing. We have a joint venture with ACOM and Silvertown aimed to do the same thing. But the reality is the majority of players have very little motivation to break the status quo. I also think politically we still need to test whether there is genuine motivation in accelerating housing. I know it makes a great soundbite, but there are some decisions we can make very quickly that would help to accelerate housing. Now, whether it's through the planning system or whether it's through the working hours that our contractors are allowed to work on site. We work much shorter hours, for example, than places like New York, let alone China and Southeast Asia. So, look, there are some very quick decisions we can make to accelerate delivery if we want to, if the motivation is truly there.
And of course, this is in large part about the end user. Do you think people want modular housing, or is that not a concern really?
I don't think people really care how their houses are built, as long as they're robust, they're high quality, they can finance them, i.e. they can get a mortgage. That for me is the most important element. I think one of the opportunities of modularized housing and a faster delivery program is that you can start to personalize housing, because consumers can go online, they can create and design elements of their home that they really want, and that can then be built in a safer environment, in a factory where everything is tested and can be delivered on site, which gives the consumer much more choice. And I think that for me is crucial. We have to give the consumer more choice. The consumer is changing. Now, we're no longer building for the 14 and 15 and 16 year olds. We're building for the post digital generation, who have a very different expectation of where they live and how they live than perhaps the previous generation.
And finally, with this crystal ball in front of us, how long do you think it'll take before modular housing becomes normal?
My personal view is that we will see a lot of disruption from outside the industry. We're already starting to see it with the likes of Google and some of the major global tech firms entering the market. One interesting aside to that is, if you look at the way that cars are going, electric cars and Tesla's technology around batteries, well, the interesting point for me around that is that that is as applicable, if not more applicable, to housing as it is to cars. Now, what becomes very interesting then is you have a very different system. If you're not putting in all of the usual power infrastructure to a new site, you're able to rely on a sole battery in a single home. So that's the sort of technology I can see coming in. The experience in other industries is when you see that disruption, change happens very, very quickly. So there was talk on the panel of ranging between 5 and 25 years. Look, I'm a believer that somewhere between the two, but I would be very disappointed if we sat here in 10 years' time and we haven't seen significant change and a much faster residential delivery.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Thank you, Barry.